Hey, we need to talk. Now, we haven't really spoken in a while, and that's gotten me feeling a little discouraged. A bit sad, to say the least. Plus, I've heard some things going around, some rumors about me. You don't think I'm creepy, do you? I've overheard people talking about me, whispering things to each other. Apparently, they think I'm scary. Would you know why? It's been kind of frustrating, actually. But meeting you actually acknowledged me. Everyone is drawn to you, and you're nice to everyone. You treat me just like you treat everyone else. Why can't anyone else do that? You're so special, you know that? Ever since I met you, life has eased up. I felt happier than ever before. And now I feel neglected. You haven't talked to me in weeks, and I swear we were getting off on the right foot. If you can just tell me what I've done wrong. I can fix it. I promise. Anything you like, just let me know what I can fix so that you can spend time with me again. Was I too attention-seeking? Did I talk too much? What was it, Is it true that I'm creepy? Maybe I'm too invasive. Darling, sweetheart, you have to tell me, please. You're killing me over here. I need to know what I've done wrong. Otherwise, I'm going to burst into a million little pieces, scattered everywhere. I feel an enormous amount of tension in my heart, and it's not going away. Please. Darling! I'm not taking no for an answer! So if you can just talk to me! Sweetie, look my way, or else I might just explode! And I'm already bursting right now, so I think it's best if you listen up! All right? All right! Good! Good! Let's calm down. Yeah? Okay, so I don't scare you in any way, do I? That's not my intention, you see. I just get a little bit frustrated, is all. And I get angry very easily. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for that outburst. That was very inconsiderate of me, and I should be taking care of what I say and how I say it. I'm not sure what came over me. I really care about you. And that's why, with all of these pent-up emotions, I'm really annoyed at your ignorance towards my presence. We went from chipper talks to suddenly not talking anymore and dirty looks in my direction. And I'm hoping, really hoping, that I was imagining that, darling. I really hope those rumors didn't get to you. You know I wouldn't do that. Not in my life. It's immoral. It's selfish. Killing someone just because they spent all their time with you? Ha! I would never. That's not me. So please, just hear me out, okay? Shh, just listen. Listen! Listen to me! Oh. Just let me speak. You weren't there, were you? Were you? No. You weren't. Exactly. Exactly. So where's the issue? Why are we fighting over this? There should be no issue. There is no issue. I am calm. I am calm. Look, all I need to know is how I can fix this thing between us. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm not sure I heard you right. We can't! You think we can't! Listen up, sweetheart, and you're going to have to make sure both of your ears are trained on me, all right? I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. We're going to fix everything. Yes, and everything is going to go back to the way it was. I will make sure of it. I won't have any way. I won't have it any other way, got it? Well, you don't have a choice now. Maybe you had one at the start, or the illusion of one at least, but now... Oh boy, he'll be in for a ride, all right? Where do you think you're going? You can't run away from me. I'm gonna get you. Better scramble your legs quicker than that if you want to get away. Dead end. Ha! You should have thought this through before going ahead with it. Running away? Worst decision you could have made. I gave you a chance. One more chance and you fucked it up. Now prepare for the consequences, sweetheart. Because I don't play nice. Ouch! You bitch! Come back here! There you are. My little prey. I'm a little sad we couldn't sort this out civilly. But I guess this will have to do. Oh, sweetheart. Would you look at that? I'm glad I didn't hit your head too hard. Do you like your new home? Better start getting comfy. Oh, don't worry, I'll treat you decently. Unless you decide to spit in my face again, then things might get a bit messy around here. As long as you stay in line, then we're good. Capiche? Good. Now, I'm sorry about how heated things got, but if only you kept your pretty little mouth shut, then none of this would have happened. On the plus side, we're going to have a lot more time to spend with one another. Oh, doesn't that just sound lovely? Now, I have a bunch of games down here, plus some consoles, a pool table, an air hockey table. Ooh, and we even have a pinball machine. Food? Well, I'll be managing the food. Don't worry, I'm a good cook. And I'll bet that I can whip up anything you like in 5-star quality. That doesn't sound too bad now, does it?